In a digital age where freedom of speech is at stake, a new dawn is rising. Introducing Pickaxe, the social media platform that stands for constitutional free speech. In quarter one of 2024, Pickaxe will be your platform to voice your thoughts, opinions, and beliefs without fear of censorship. Unlike big tech, Pickaxe empowers you with algorithms that work for you, ensuring that your content reaches those who value your perspectives. And for the content creators who drive conversations, Pickaxe offers monetization opportunities that support your passion while you speak your truth. Join a community that opposes big tech censorship, cherishes the values of America, and celebrates the freedom to express ideas, regardless of their popularity. Navigate with ease, connect with like-minded individuals, and embrace a social media platform that's as unapologetically American as you are. Unleash your voice on Pickaxe, where free speech reigns. Join us quarter one of 2024 and be a part of a movement that's reshaping social media. Sign up today at pickaxe.com and claim your space on the platform where your voice truly matters. Again, go to pickaxe.com and sign up today.
Welcome back to Two Mics.
Yep. 9/11 came and went. And, you know, wherever the people that said, we'll never forget. Watching football, college football, pro ball, Sunday, Monday football, you know. No festivities in the streets. None of these we'll never forget moments. So today's guest is going to talk a little bit about what's going on. But before we get there, I want to thank you guys for, you know, trying to get on Rumble. Give us a couple extra subscribers, I guess. And as you can see, that didn't work out too well, I guess, right? So we got to do an update anyway. So here we go. For the Apple Podcast listeners, you can search Network Radio. Just go to the website, networkradio.us. So we got the show going up real fast. It's there first. And on Apple, it's there first. So for Apple listeners, you know, you want the latest and the greatest, there you go. Get to networkradio.us. We got it all hooked up. Then, you know, it'll be on the other platforms. We got Mike Lindell back on the website. Finally, we got a good link. So for you guys who want to support Lindell, buy the pillow, buy the moccasins, whatever, you know, it's that every one of us doing the Mike Lindell sales gives you the same deal. So if you want to support Mike through our website or anybody else, that's fine. Okay. Like Mike says, he'll go bankrupt trying to save the country. Ready? And coming up, we're going to have a good lineup, hopefully. As we enter, I think it's another week, we're going to have the 160th anniversary of the Battle of Antietam, the most bloodiest battle. One day, 25,000 men down. You know that Civil War talk? Better listen to some of this stuff about the Battle of Antietam and what happened during the Civil War. Because let me tell you, war is ugly, and killing is ugly, and dying is ugly. All right? So before everybody shoots their mouths off, you know, go look at some of these history channels on how ugly it is, right? So, again, you know, condolences to the families of the victims of 9/11. And all it did, like Ron Paul was right, it gave us a bigger police state. Ron Paul, the crazy man. Remember Ron Paul back then? Oh, yeah, he was a crazy man. Oh, Ron Paul's crazy. Yeah, well, he told us what was going to happen. He told us we're going to have a police state, you know. You're going to give up your liberty for security, and that's where you are now. And as you can see, what is it, 17 people today? DOJ is going after 17 Trump supporters and people around Trump, including attorneys and so on. So this is not looking good, whether it's 22 or 24, whatever you're looking at. It's not looking good at all. So let's get on with the show. And by the way, my drum roll will never, nobody's going to change our music. Two Mike's music is going to have the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and the drum roll because that is our show. We're not changing. There's no bumping music. You're not going to get some hard rock, Metallica, grunge. That is our show and that's our music. Again, thank you to all the listeners, the United States and around the globe. And I really sincerely mean that. Please keep commenting, send us emails. We read them all and we try to reply to all of them. And, you know, it's been a good ride going on 3 years. And we're on the third. Thank you very much. And let's get to the show. Five, four, three, two, one. Hey, welcome back. You're on with two mics, Dr. Michael Scioia and Colonel Mike. And before we get to today's guest, we're not going to tell you what day it is anymore because some of these shows are going up on one platform right away, like fast. Others are going to be up during the week. Others get up in the week or a week, whatever, between the three networks now, or the three platforms we're on. They may be at different times, different days, so we just don't want to mention the day. It's morning, though, in America, and we're in the valley. That's Dr. Mike and I. So we want to remember to tell you our sponsor, ourgoldguide.com, Ira, the mensch from the bench. Hey, by the way, I don't know if anybody's been watching the inflation and what's going on in the economy or whatever. If you don't have any metals in your portfolio and you didn't call ourgoldguide.com, just go right on the website, check the box, two mics. You may be losing value in your portfolio. I can almost guarantee it, but talk to Ira because he's the guy. We call him the mensch from the bench, but he's a great guy. This month, he's been with us 1 year. And don't forget EMP, empshield.com. Just go to the website, twomics.us, and you could find both of them there, ourgoldguide.com and EMP Shield. And we always put something up on the blog. In fact, I think we, this weekend, we put up the fifth anniversary of Charlottesville. We had this lovely lady who did a book about Charlottesville, the real story, and she was on with us in April. So we put that up for you guys to look at. It's up there on the blog at the bottom of the website. Again, thank you for all the comments. Thank you for the emails, Dwight and Tina and everybody who's emailing us. Also, oh, before I get to the guest, I want to say, Ricola. You know, Switzerland's on board, Mike. Switzerland is listening. They're listening to us. We have Chile listening to us still. Thailand. Swadi Kap. Wadnai Kap. Okay. We got Thailand with us. Indonesia's still with us. Vietnam's with us. And Europe, we have the Brits. The Brits. Boy, you guys are in the news again. You're in the news again. Oh, top line. You remember that Trump-Russia collusion stuff. You guys were great on that one. And who else we got over there in that part of the world? I'm trying to think. But I don't know. We have about 12 countries now. And with the new network, we're all around the globe. We're on Tuesday, Wednesday night, and Saturday. So you want to tune in? Well, we listed the new network on the website, twomics.us. So that's our third network. And I want to say good morning to my co-host and my good partner, Dr. Michael Scioia. And we are bringing in our guest, Sargis. Sargis, if I say your name wrong, just correct me. Sangari, is that how you say it?
No, it's perfect.
Okay. See, hey, look at that, Mike. I didn't make a mistake. Sargis, welcome. Mike was on Sargis' show a while back. I was never on because it's like a crazy hookup. He's got like a real studio thing, you know? And I couldn't get in with my laptop, whatever it was, I was using tablet. But Sargis, it's the first time he's on our show. We want to welcome him. And he's got a great institute and he does super work. Okay. He's got the Near East Center for Strategic Engagement. Okay. A lieutenant colonel. He's been around the globe. We're going to talk to him about what's going on in the Ukraine. And he's a good humanitarian. So he's going to tell us really what's happening. Sargis, welcome to Two Mics.
It is great to be here, gentlemen. Much appreciate that.
Oh, we're happy to have you, sir.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. So, Sargis, let us start off with the greatest place that everybody hears every day, Ukraine, which we wish we weren't there. We wish we weren't spending $40, $50, $60 billion. But you know something about Ukraine that we do not hear anywhere in the media, and we'd like to hear it from you. Go ahead.
Well, Ukraine is an absolute mess. I wish I've never been there, but unfortunately, the individuals who were initially giving any advice to Zelensky did not explain to him that you cannot bring the Chinese, the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, the Russians, and the Americans and try to play them against each other in a very corrupt country. He couldn't manage them during peacetime, tried to manage them now during wartime. It is unfortunate, it's just the reality of it right now, that corruption is so endemic at so many levels that even trying to get ammunition to the Ministry of Defense in Ukraine has just been an absolute nightmare. Of course, the Russians are doing their part, fighting, trying to make sure that whatever we try to get to the Ukrainians with the bills that we've actually put together to give them an opportunity to purchase the type of ammunition they need for their weapon systems are going to be either purchased across the globe, or Russia is putting pressure on those countries, like as an example in Bulgaria, to say, look, you want to get that ammunition to them, you go right ahead, but you're going to have a long winter. And you can see some of the cracks already that are taking place, even in NATO. Even if you turn on Nord Stream 2 and 1 together right now, you wouldn't be able to have enough capacity throughput to be able to fill the tanks in Germany to be able to give them an opportunity to sustain themselves through the winter.
Folks, listen up. I've got something crucial to share with you today. In this uncertain world, you need to be prepared for anything, especially when it comes to your health. That's where The Wellness Company comes in, offering you peace of mind in a box with their medical emergency kit. Picture this. You're faced with a medical emergency and you need quick, effective treatment. The Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is like having a strategic arsenal of life-saving medications right at your fingertips. From proven treatments like ivermectin to generic Z-Pax and amoxicillin, this kit has got you covered. But that's not all. Every kit comes with a medical emergency guidebook, ensuring you have the knowledge to use these medications safely and effectively. It's like having a medical professional right there with you when you need it most. And here's the kicker. Use code FFN to get 10% off your medical emergency kit at twc.health/FFN. That's right, folks. 10% off, peace of mind in a box. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your medical emergency kit today and be ready for whatever comes your way. Stay safe, stay prepared with The Wellness Company. Again, use code FFN to get 10% off your medical emergency kit at twc.health/FFN.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I had a discussion with a congressional staffer, and this was going back when we initially passed that $40 billion aid to Ukraine that was advanced just a day ago when I was talking to him and within the Senate. And I told him that the there's no stipulations that the U.S. taxpayer monies must be used, must not be used to empower China or the CCP-tied company. So as a result, at that time, the CCP found a backdoor to siphon U.S. taxpayer monies from Ukraine. And how were they doing it? They're using some Westerners that were actively seeking Ukrainian money, but to build CCP capacity in the production of body armor, helmets, hazmat suits, gas masks, filters, and other support assets. And unfortunately, this all this money was coming from U.S., U.K., and other Western sources. But if you think about it, the U.S. is still the funneling money and NATO are actually building the capacity with our aid money for the Chinese Communist Party to be later used against the U.S. and NATO, whether directly or if we go to war with the CCP or indirectly against U.S. Friends or even adversaries globally. So essentially, we were funding assets that we would need to fight both Russia and the Chinese Communist Party that were manufactured by the Chinese companies now, financed by U.S. and NATO aid. It's just an absolute mind-boggling how they've screwed up this whole thing at the congressional level. But we are where we are today.
Hey, Colonel Mike, for two mics. We're getting these shows up as fast as possible on networkradio.us. So if you're going to email us on the website, you just go to right there to networkradio.us. They're going up as soon as we do them. They're up within 15, 20 minutes. Once the producer's finished, they load them right up, and they're happy to get their stuff up as fast as possible. And eventually they get on the other platform. So for you guys who can't wait for the next two mic show, there you go, networkradio.us. And again, thanks, Vod. Dr. Mike.
Yeah. You know, these things continue to happen, Sarge, just like the evacuation from Afghanistan, that you almost get to the point where you can't give them credit for being, you know, nuts or incompetent. It almost is like you're watching something that's meant to be. You know, the Ukraine has been a center since the end of the Soviet Union, as you well know, of corruption at every level, from the military to the commercial sector, to the politicians, to the bureaucracy. And it's only gotten worse since, you know, since the Crimea was annexed back to Russia. And we continue to treat these people like they have anything to do with democracy, anything to do with honesty or patriotism, and they're just gangsters. And somehow that surely does not get through to the American people that, as you just said, their dollars are just being siphoned to basically our enemies. The Ukraine is basically our enemy. It's not doing anything that we need done. We're pouring money in there, and it's being channeled to other people like the Chinese, as you said, but I also think it's being channeled back to the Republicans and the Democrats. So it's
Mike, I think it's also, Mike, we have the American oligarchs, you know, the American oligarchs. It's not just gangsters. This is beyond gangsters. These are oligarchs. They talk about oligarchs in Russia and the Ukraine. I mean, our Congress is a bunch of oligarchs, you know?
Well, they are. They're not. They might. They're 2-bit gangsters, but they're great oligarchs. And as far as I know, almost none of that money has been specifically targeted at something we can check on. As I understand, like for picking up weaponry, we fly it into Poland, and then the Ukrainians drive up in trucks, private cars, pickup trucks, and pick it up, take it back into Ukraine to wherever they're going, and we had never have any idea of where it ends up. And of course, Ukraine has been a major illicit smuggler of arms forever. And I got to imagine that, you know, certainly whatever arms we're sending in there, not all of it is getting to the Ukrainian forces. It's on the black market. It's going to go into Europe. It's going to go into the Middle East and North Africa. And we're going to those people there are going to have a heck of a problem.
Well, the way it's supposed to work, you're supposed to get what is called an EUC. And basically, it's a request that comes from Ministry of Defense of Ukraine that says these are the type of ammunition we're looking for. So then it is a job of the person who receives that to try to look at the sources. And I will tell you that just looking at some of the rounds, and we're not going to get into the technical issues, but there's some certain rounds and millimeters that are Russian and certain that are American. And you try to go and find out where all these weapons are, or all these rounds are. Well, in that process, as you're looking for those EUCs, part of it would be where, you know, you would find an individual who could upload information into the ITAR system once they've found them. And by the way, speaking of the ITAR system, when Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer went to Ukraine and came back, they change certain parameters of how you define what a broker is, which really made it a little bit more difficult for people to function in this type of a lane as far as trying to find the type of weapon systems that the Ukrainians wanted. So most of the ammunition, as you mentioned, it goes into Poland is correct because, you know, the Poles for a long time had a large network of intelligence guys that were operating even prior to World War II throughout Europe and Eastern Europe. And they're still there with those connections. So what happens, the way it should work is if you do everything correctly from an American perspective, meet the new requirements as of March of this past year, when Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer came back and changed everything, I think mostly to protect their own assets as far as the who they were working with, as far as a big or the larger military complex folks, for the better term. And then state is supposed to do kind of a quality assurance check, right? The problem is there's been so much mistrust of the Ukrainian Ministry of Defense. Even the people who can make money and moving ammunition don't trust them. And the Ukrainians, you know, you have to put pressure on them through the air defense attaches to go into the countries, as an example, let's say Bulgaria, and do a quality assurance check of that particular ammunition. The ammunition also, as soon as the budgets and these millions and billions are being being approved, what happens is you have major companies, and I would say one of them is a bigger British company, goes out and buys all the manufacturers out there for the ammunition and says, you're going to be on the books for us for a year. So because they figured they might be hedging their best that there may be a larger war possibly in Taiwan that is going to allow them to make more money in the long run. So they sit on the ammunition and they do not even move it, hoping that they could drive up the price. So in that capacity, you got the Ukrainians basically getting money in their accounts. And I will tell you, they have many accounts. They have many accounts. They have so many accounts that every other day they have to open up a new account because of the millions that are sitting in there. The most current individual gentleman that is working the books right now is in that position because of just a friendship with the individuals that are close to Zelensky. He may not have the talent or capability to run it, but you know, this is a position you're in when you have a system that's collapsed, you know, a nation that is at war, and the fact that people are trying to make money. Right now, people are just simply trying to make money in Ukraine, and that's it.
Well, another fine mess the Democrats have got us into, and their Republican cohorts, that's for sure. Sergeant, I'm always at a loss to figure out what interest is there for the United States in that country. Perhaps protecting some people that are there or evacuating them if they need to be evacuated. But if Russia wanted to defeat the Ukrainians immediately, completely, and devastate them, they could have done the same thing we did in Iraq or Afghanistan. They could have wiped out the infrastructure, and they didn't. So they clearly, I think, don't want to stay there except in the to take the territories that are historically Russian. But what really is our interest?
It's for the individuals who have their hands in the cookie jar is making money and having more access to money within the region. Like I wrote an article on April of this year, and it was a follow-on to an article I had written in 2015, and I called it the new model of power relations in the European crisis. And what happened was we're going back to 2014 when you had President Obama under that administration where they started talking about a managed decline. And that managed decline was tied to dollars and money and what certain individuals in our Congress today, how they were tied to the Chinese Communist Party companies and conglomerates that were basically making generational wealth for their family members. I did say that, you know, if you fast forward to where we are today, with the Russian-Ukraine war, it looks like is a proxy conflict that was designed to, again, move the chessboards of the nations into a geostrategic configuration that was initially mentioned by, at that time, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in a speech they had given at the Working Institute in September of 2012, where he basically gave the vision of what the Chinese Communist Party was looking at, with the U.S. Basically retreating within its own borders, China controlling Asia, at the same time, Russia and the European Union fighting it out to see who would survive and which one would emerge as a strong capability in controlling Europe. Unfortunately, Susan Rice stood on stage at George Washington University and tried to actualize that vision. Instead of trying to counter it with an American viewpoint. So the same thing is existing right now as far as what is happening. Unfortunately, when you have a guy like Zelensky, he doesn't see the larger geostrategic piece with these business relations. Like, when Putin released his writing tell the Ukrainians that if you go down this path, you're going to be walking into a lot of trouble, and that we're much closer to each other than you are to the Europeans. Zelensky the next day picked up the phone and called Xi and told him that Ukraine will become a bridge to European Union for business. Basically, if you're a bridge, people, you get to lay down and have people walk over you. And just recently again, I believe it was a week ago, I don't remember the exact date, he picked up the phone again and called Xi and told him that, we would like to have China come in and develop the infrastructure after the war is over. So he's still inviting the Chinese to come in.
Well, Sargis, my opinion on that is he does that with the approval of America. I don't care what anybody tells me. Okay?
Well, of course, yeah. he's being paid by America. Once you're on the payroll, right. Because once they give you all this money, what, you thought you were going to just get what money and weapons and turn around and say, thank you, but I did my job. No, you're beholden to them.
Right. Remember, and just like Iraq, just like the war in Iraq. I mean, after all the blood and the treasure we spend destroying Iraq and the culture, who comes in behind us? George Bush walks away. Hey, it's all done, said done. China comes in, they reap the rewards. This is just not a democratic thing. It's both parties. What I wanted to talk to you about today, too, if you don't mind, Mike, I want to jump in a second.
Go right ahead, sir.
About the Syrian refugees and the Iraqi refugees that a lot of people don't even know about in Ukraine, which I think we should address on this show too, Mike's, because everywhere, a few months back in Virginia, we had these flags flying. I support Ukraine. I'm with Ukraine. You had more Ukrainian flags in the street of Virginia outside of the nation's capital than you did the American flag flying outside of homes.
Hey there, freedom-loving carnivores. It's Jeff Dornick from Freedom First Network, and I've got a message for you. Are you tired of feeling like your beef choices are under siege? Well, fellow patriots, it's time to fight back with Prepper All Naturals. That's right, folks. In a world where the beef industry is under constant attack, Prepper All Naturals is here to stand tall and proud as a veteran-owned beacon of quality, taste, and freedom. When the guys at Prepper All Naturals set out to provide you with the finest beef products, they knew they had a duty to defend America's beef legacy, and that's why we're proud to partner with them, bringing you the best of what this great land has to offer. Whether it's their succulent freeze-dried beef cubes or their premium freezer boxes packed with steaks and roasts, we're redefining what it means to enjoy beef today and tomorrow. And let me tell you, folks, their freeze-dried beef isn't just delicious, it's built to last. With proper stores, their beef cubes can maintain their quality and freshness for up to a decade, ensuring you'll never have to compromise on taste or nutrition. But wait, there's more. They're not just in the business of selling beef. They're in the business of defending freedom. That's why they promise to never sell you anything less than 100% all-American natural beef. No lab-grown imposters, no experimental jabs, and certainly no compromises with the woke agenda. So, fellow beef enthusiasts, join us in our mission to protect America's beef legacy. Visit freedomfirstbeef.com and use code FFM for 15% off your order. Because when you choose Prepper All Naturals, you're not just eating well today, you're eating well tomorrow. And together, we'll ensure that beef remains a symbol of freedom for generations to come. Prepper All Naturals, where beef meets freedom. Today's podcast is brought to you by Our Gold Guy, your trusted partner in securing your financial future. Now, let's delve into a topic that's on everyone's minds, the Biden regime and the globalists' relentless assault on your financial freedom. In these uncertain times filled with orchestrated chaos and manufactured crisis, it's crucial to safeguard your wealth against the whims of those in power. That's where precious metals come in. Gold and silver have long been revered as the ultimate hedge against economic turmoil, but make no mistake, those pulling the strings don't want you to own them. That's why it's more important than ever for patriotic Americans to take control of their financial destiny. Enter Our Gold Guy. With decades of experience in the precious metals market, Our Gold Guy is your beacon of hope in a sea of uncertainty. No telemarketers, no sales reps, just personalized consultations tailored to your unique financial situation. Whether you're considering rolling over your IRA or discreetly acquiring physical gold and silver coins, Ira, who happens to be Our Gold Guy, will guide you every step of the way. And here's the best part. Mention the show for a complimentary consultation. Don't let the Biden regime and globalists dictate your financial future. Take the first step towards true financial independence today. Visit OurGoldGuy.com and fill out the form to schedule your consultation with Ira. Again, that's OurGoldGuy.com. Your wealth is worth protecting.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So tell us a little bit about Syrian refugees, Christian refugees, Iraqi refugees, whatever kind of refugees that you know are in Ukraine. And why were they there to begin with? And why are they stuck there now?
Well, you know, if I can kind of go around the map real quick, too, because Turkey is very important here as to how this is working out. So you had students from Iraq who were studying in Ukraine before the war began. Because Iraq has a closer relationship with Russia, and those students, a lot of them ended up after the war being stuck there and they were put in prison. Some of them are still in prison and you have to pay a large amount of money to get them out. As far as the Syrians are concerned that are there, and I'm not talking about Assyrians, of course, I'm an Assyrian Christian. We have our guys there, but the Syrians from Syria, you also had them there. And they're in a bad position too now. Why? Because Turkey had, of course, as you all know, had moved into Syria and was working with the Free Syrian Army to be able to counter what it thought was a Russian aggression with the current regime that's still there for Bashar al-Assad. However, Turkey now has made business deals as a NATO country, unfortunately, trying to get wheat out of Ukraine. So it is now closer to Russia and has made an agreement and told the Free Syrian Army that you need to go make peace with the current regime that we were initially funding you to fight against. So just, I think it was a day ago when the Free Syrian Army leadership folks were burning Turkish flags. Well, guess what? Some of the money that we're sending to Ukraine, whether it be in aid packages or even stuff for weapon requirements, because, you know, Turkey does provide drone capabilities to the Ukrainians. Some of that money is literally going into the coffers of the Turks, who are turning around and funneling it to the Russians. And they're doing it because they're stuck in a bad position. A lot of the countries that they want us to help them out with, we can't. So who steps in to help them out in Syria? The Russians. Who steps to help out the Turks in Libya and other places? The Russians. Because of that reason, you have now Syrian and Iraqi students or even refugees that are stuck because they're stuck while the big elephants are fighting to settle their papers. And unfortunately, they're not just doing it based on agreements at the geostrategic level that have to do with, you know, Turkey's role as one of the members of NATO. It has to do with the money that they need just to survive and say, you know, above the water when it comes to our economy. So what happens? You kind of abandon the people. You force them to have to make deals at the national levels to be able to get those people out. So the people become hostages in this geostrategic financial fight.
So there's no Christian organizations nationwide in America that you know that are involved in helping these people whatsoever?
Well, I think most of them that I know, even I believe the Red Cross, I don't think they have. Last time I checked, and I could be wrong on this one, but last time I checked, they were just sitting in Poland. Everybody's sitting in Poland. Everybody's sitting in Poland and not really reaching out inside. Look, if you want to get a person out and you want to fly them out, let's say you want to have a contract to fly in and get that important key person out for you. I know it's an 8-minute helo flight, but you're talking about $130,000 per person. Maybe it's gone up to $180,000. When we had, for us, Assyrian Christians and the bishop of Baghdad for the Assyrian Church of the East as an individual who overwatches Ukraine, we're trying to get folks out. Initially, if you're trying to move from eastern part of Ukraine under the Russian control somewhere to the west, you were looking at $1,000 per person to move them.
The Judeo-Christian Americans who put $40 billion through their degenerate representatives in America, there's nothing going on. I mean, we just throw money at people and we worry about the Slavics. We worry about the Azovs. We worry about the Nazis. But the Americans, they don't want to wake up to the fact that, and, you know, remember, we always say we're a Judeo-Christian nation, which is an oxymoron anyway, but that's another story because I'm not a philosopher nor a theologian. It just amazes me the amount of money, the billions of dollars that we can't get people out. I understand humanitarian stuff. I've been involved in Asia. I know how it goes, Sargis. It's all about money, you know, who you could bribe, who you could take care of, and things like that. And that's the problem with America. You're not going to hear Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Kevin McCarthy, whatever his name is, McLarty, the guy in the slippers. You know, he's like a ballerina, you know. He's more concerned about, you know, whatever's going on in California than he is, you know, our money going out the back door. It's just a sad situation. Christian radio. Ugh. I mean, it's sad. You got all these Christian radio stations. You got all these Christian fake preachers, you know, these big mega churches. And they're all, you know, I support Ukraine. You could go anywhere in the Virginia area. You see the flag out on the electronic signs. We support Ukraine. And they're raising money on Christian radio to support Ukraine, but they don't support the Christians within that are stuck from Syria or Iraq in Ukraine. And that's the big hubbub. And I'm so glad you came on to tell us that. Dr. Mike, continue.
Yeah. Where's it going to go? Do you think, Sargis? I don't see, it seems to me that there's less reliable government, less reliable military, less reliable people in Ukraine at the moment, since we began flooding them with weapons and with money. I don't think there's any question except that the Soviets are going to win, or Russians are going to win. And what's really odd is they've crippled our military with the vaccinations and by cashiering people who wouldn't be vaccinated. And yet they talk like they want war with NATO and Russia. It's it just is a disaster almost from every angle you look at.
Well, I think we're going to find out this winter when Germany starts hurting, Italy starts absolutely having internal issues economically. I've talked to congressional folks again, you know, and I've even tried to, I gotta tell you, Mike, I was scheduled to have a meeting with folks from the agency because of something that came into our lap, and they didn't even show up on a Friday for a meeting. I guess when you have a 3-day weekend.
Sargis, were you in Washington for that meeting?
Well, I'm not going to get into why I can't.
All right, but no. The reason I'm saying is, everything shuts down on Thursday afternoon.
Of course, and everybody was shocked that meeting didn't take place. People just don't care anymore. They're just not working, and as you know. Like, I mean, in the simplest piece of our discussion, one of the documents I could talk about, because, it's just an open source. China was requesting to purchase 16 million metric tons of just beef, which is 20% of American production, just 2 weeks mm-hmm. ago. And one of the folks that could have supplied them came to me and said, look, I'm going to be destroying our nation if I do this.
That's right.
But somebody else is going to do it if nobody gets involved. And nobody cares. If they cared, they would be doing something about it right now.
They cared, Sarge, they'd be investigating all these farms and all these places that are being blown up and put on fire and arson throughout our country. But instead, they care about going to Mar-a-Lago looking for paperwork.
Well, and that's another story for another day. But right. With that said, I'm going to make sure I answer Mike's question. The first time the Russians reached out to the Ukrainians when the war started and wanted to have a meeting with the Ukrainians, as soon as the EU found that out, suddenly they're like, hey, Zelensky, make sure you sign the papers that you want to be part of the EU. I remember that famous picture, I should say, that he signed the documents and holding it, actually, his request to be part of the EU in there. They didn't do that because they cared about Zelensky. They did it to protect their investment because they wanted to make sure that they have that photo in their hands. So if Zelensky would survive, guess what? You signed this. We need to go in there and start rebuilding Ukraine so we can make money for ourselves. Now, if he dies, guess what? Anyone who comes and becomes a president after Zelensky, and there will be president after Zelensky, there will probably be something of a Ukraine. They're going to hold that over his head and say, remember the hero of Ukraine, you want to be closer to Russians? What about this piece of paper that he signed? He wanted to be part of the EU. So they've held every leader in the future of Ukraine hostage to what is happening. And unfortunately, this is what happens when you have an individual.
It's just called Western imperialism. It's just called Western imperialism. And the EU is just, like Mike says, it's just a small thing of what Europe used to be as an empire, including the Great Britain, who was once the greatest empire at that time. And to our EU listeners, you guys know the winter's coming, and that electric car, better sell it now. Go find yourself a nice turbo diesel that you could warm up in case the house is not warm. You jump in the Volkswagen, whatever you're driving there, put that blanket on top, get the hot chocolate, the hot coffee, because this winter is going to be a cold one. You know, Vlad's not going to be nice to you guys because everybody jumped in on this Ukrainian deal. And I think the fact that, Mike, you said he had bioweapons, right? In Ukraine, right across the border.
Yeah.
If he had bioweapons, all these bioweapon factories and chemical factories, right on the other side of his border, he had every right to get angry. I'm sure the people who love global warming and climate change in Europe, they wouldn't like if somebody knocked their windmills down, right, Mike? So that's the way that goes. Sarge, it's so good to have you on, but I'm glad you highlighted the refugee situation. See, nobody talks about it. We got all these mega churches and these big mouth preachers in America. They're just grifting on Christian radio every day. Buy my goods, 3 CD set tonight, only $19.99, something like that. And nobody says a word about the Christian persecution, and including the famous Franklin Graham in America and his organizations and the rest of these fake preachers and fake Christian guys. It's a grift. They're just like the Congress. And the reason I brought up Thursday, I didn't mean to throw you off, but this is how Washington works. They start Monday night or Tuesday morning and they're home by Thursday. These are the only employees in the world that get full-time pay for part-time work. And they don't even do part-time work. They just show up part-time. They're called the U.S. representatives, or the House, the Congress, and the Senate. Sarge, thanks so much for coming on Two Mics.
No, much appreciated. I hope what I talked about did help. You know, it's unfortunate we are where we are. And you were mentioning the religious broadcasters. You know, when I went to 2016, I went to Nashville, Tennessee, and we had a briefing of what was happening to the Assyrian Christians of northern Iraq and Syria at the time because of the genocide that was taking place. At the same time, they had a briefing about how to manage your church's budgets, yeah. And the room next door, and how to basically make money, I would say, for the church. And there were more people sitting in that briefing than there were, and what's happening to the Assyrian Christians. And I've come back. I've even, when I came back from Kenya, I wrote a letter on support requirement for the South Sudanese Christians because the World Food Program pulled out, and my 501c3 United of Sunni Appeal this year has been raising money to support the South Sudanese Christians there because a lot of them sit in their refugee camps in Kenya, and you know, the council of churches paid $0 to try to help them out. So I mean, all we could do is let them know, but you know, the $10,000 coffee machine to cappuccino. Make your latte is more. Yeah, cappuccinos is worth more than one life of a you know, South Sudanese Christian or a Assyrian Christian that needs help.
You know, is there a place that you would recommend people to send donations to help these people?
Well, for us, I have United of Sunni Appeal that we raise money, UAA, I established it initially, Mike, was when we were not getting any support to help the Assyrian Christians between 2014 and 2017. So I established and raised money, gave to multi-families of Assyrian Christians, and they went to fight. And I said, I'll take care of your families as long as you're fighting. And that's what basically how we sustained an actual independent armed force structure in both Syria and Iraq fighting against ISIS. You know, now we do support the Near East and adjacent countries. So for me, I would say if they can give, they could go to United of Sunni Appeal.
Is it .com?
No, it's .net. .net.
Very good.
.net. Yeah.
We have that in the on the website there. We have the information. We
can okay. put
that up. Note. But I'm very familiar with how that grift works. Sarges, back in the day in Southeast Asia, we had Christians, you know, being murdered, killed, raped, churches burned. And it would shock American listeners to know this because I could say it, it's many years later. My funding did not come from the churches, especially the rich churches in and around the Beltway area that I begged to talk to. They didn't even want to look at the pictures nor the videos of the VHSs we had. There was only one guy who jumped out. He was from CBN News, Gary Lane, great producer.
Yeah, I know Gary.
CBN, yeah, Gary Lane out of Virginia Beach came. He videoed it. He did 3-4 stories on it, got it out there to the world community. And believe it or not, I have to say truthfully, it was our Muslim brothers from the Gulf countries who came to Colonel Mike and said, how much do you need to help these people? Because we're all God's children. Imagine that. Imagine that. And they wrote a big fat check and said, go do whatever you got to do. And didn't want their names out there, didn't want their country out there, didn't want anything. Okay. And all these latte drinkers, that's before the latte machines, you know, they used to have the bingo thing going. By the way, how's Don Popoloni going? Don Popoloni in Rome, is he talking anything about the Christians in Ukraine? I doubt it very much.
The only money that was exchanged was recently by the Vatican sending the money to the Russian church, because keep in mind, before the war began, there was a agreement as to what level of a communion the Russian Orthodox Church and the Vatican can have together. And while the war was taking place, you saw a significant amount of money being transferred from the Vatican to the Russian Orthodox Church. So
yeah, Fort Knox in Rome, they got plenty of money. They could send as much as they need. Hey, we got to wrap it up again. Switzerland, we appreciate any comment on the website, twomikes.us, twomikes.us. And we'll, if you just email us, we'll give you the address where to send the chocolates. No problem. We accept those. They're called gifts. And that's it for Two Mics. Take care, Sargis. Thank you so much. Thanks, Dr.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. I hope it helped. God bless.
All right, it did. Thank you.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.